I'm Jane Durrell, and here in Cincinnati, it's a long way to the seashore, unless you're willing to trade actual for virtual and visit the Cincinnati Art Museum for Eternal Summer, The Art of Edward Henry Potthast. Potthast was a local boy born shortly before the Civil War split the country and maturing in the aftermath of that conflict. He knew early on what he wanted to be, and what he wanted to be was an artist. Young Edward turned 12 the year the McMicken School of Design opened at the University of Cincinnati in January, and by September, he was enrolled in a class. The class had to do with lithography. Cincinnati was a printing center, and at 16, he began an apprenticeship at a local lithograph company. Lithography would be his day job, funding studies here and abroad, until he fulfilled his early dreams and could call himself an artist by profession, a profession he followed happily until his death in 1927. But why, you wonder, did we open this with talk about the seashore? It's because the art that Potthast is best known for are the beach scenes that constitute much of the final decade and a half of his life's work. By 1914, vacations at the seashore were a more prominent part of American life than had been true in earlier years, and from then on, Potthast painted these sunny, breezy, idyllic scenes again and again. There are children with sandpails, grown-ups with sailboats, perfect weather, and a fine time being had by all. The exhibition recognizes other portions of the Potthast output, but centers on these in an installation that includes a boardwalk angled through the gallery and mannequins in early 20th century swimwear, courtesy of the museum's costume department. In Gallery 234 at the Cincinnati Art Museum, it does indeed look as though summer is eternal. If some of us wonder what else he did, the exhibition shows us early work on the balcony over the Great Hall, including a view of Fountain Square when it was in the middle of Fifth Street rather than where it is now, and paintings that move into what became known as American Impressionism, running some 20 years after the French explosion of the same thing. Potthast's Dutch interior of 1890 came to the museum in 1894, the first American Impressionist painting to join the collection, and on view, of course, in this exhibition. And on the balcony overlooking the entrance hall are later works, including some that don't even look like Potthast's. If these works make you curious to know what this busy artist did beyond beach scenes, I recommend the excellent catalog, which takes on all the aspects the exhibition does not. But if you're just looking for a trip to the beach, you could do worse than stop by the Cincinnati Art Museum and Eternal Summer, The Art of Edward Henry Potthast, on view through September 8th. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.